I suppose one of the most important things that we do in family life is spiritual training of children. This is so valuable for parents to understand this. If you ask a parent today, who's responsible for the spiritual training of your child? Most parents will say, I am. But if you say, how are you doing that? Many parents will say, well, I take my kids to church. I take my kids to Awana, or I take my children to Christian school. All of those things are valuable. But the primary spiritual training actually needs to take place in the home.
You see, children benefit from seeing spirituality lived out day to day, to see their parents interacting with their faith and living out faith lessons. Seeing that in action at home is really where we're going to empower children to make hard choices as well.
Some people think, well, my kids are living in my home, therefore they're catching my faith. But that definitely is not true. There are a lot of children today who grew up in Christian homes that don't catch the faith of their parents. When they graduate from junior high or high school, they have a hard time holding on to that faith. What we're saying is one of the greatest ways that you can pass your faith on to your kids is by practicing it at home so kids can see it modeled and demonstrated through a real live person.
Now, sometimes that's uncomfortable for parents. They feel like their spirituality is a private matter, and it's hard for them to talk about it with their children. But really, we want our children to grab on to our faith. That's going to be the most important thing we can do. We want to be passionate about that and be willing to communicate, even in ways that might feel a little bit uncomfortable at first. Be transparent with our children so that they see us wrestling with different issues and understanding how to put the faith into practice.
I like to say it's like driver's education. There's two parts of driver education. One is the classroom experience, and I think that's what church is like for kids. They learn about driving the car spiritually. But the behind-the-wheel experience is what happens at home. So as parents are practicing their faith, kids are watching that happen. As children are living life, they get to experience answers to prayer, the reality of applying Scripture to life. It's a great way to help children see what it means to serve God and understand His Word in very practical ways.
Of course, as parents, sometimes we make mistakes, we fall short, but that's all part of the growth process. As Christians, we realize we're not perfect, and so even as we demonstrate faith and work with our children, they're going to see that Christians aren't all perfect, but that's okay. We want to understand forgiveness. We want to understand serving the Lord, even in our weaknesses. That's all a part of the Christian life, and so we need to be doing that in front of and with our children.
I talked to an 8-year-old boy yesterday, and he knows the Bible forwards and backwards. He reads the Bible himself. He just loves the Bible. He knows all kinds of Bible stories. I quizzed him on a couple of obscure Bible stories, and he still knew the details of them. And I said to him, what's the lesson learned from that story? He looked at me puzzled. See, I think he looked at the Bible as more entertainment and interesting. But is it a place that children can connect with God, where God speaks to kids? I said to him, you know, God speaks to you. If you'll ask this question, what's the lesson learned from that story? That makes it different than reading the Chronicles of Narnia or some other book that you might read in your home. The Bible has some significant impact on your heart. When you ask the question, what's the lesson learned, then you are learning how to listen to God, because the Bible stories have a purpose. They teach us how to live.
Talking about what's the lesson learned can help children see that the Bible is practical and relevant. This is not just a bunch of stories put together to entertain us. God wants to teach us how to live life, and we find those lessons in His Word. So we want to be careful when we go to God's Word that we're not just sharing fun stories, but we're applying those stories to our lives.
The Bible's practical and relevant. Two things that'll help you. I think one is to get a Bible that's age-appropriate for your child. Another is to use creativity to teach God's Word, because when children use activity to learn, they remember the story. So any way that you can involve creativity and activity into the teaching of God's Word, it makes a greater impact on the children. I think we're like Jesus when we do that. It's like offering parables, and that's how Jesus taught. He used creativity to help His hearers learn a very important lesson that they could practice in life.
So we want to think about the Scriptures as practical for our lives as parents, but then look for opportunities to make them come alive for our children as well.